This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of Parliament today. Following the President's address, a motion of thanks will be moved in both the Houses of Parliament, which will be discussed by the members. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began last Monday and the Rajya Sabha session will begin today. Yesterday, Om Birla was elected the new Speaker of the Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. The senior BJP MP was elected with voice vote against the opposition's candidate K. Suresh of the Congress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker after his election. Mr. Birla said in his address that enriching parliamentary values and democratic traditions will be his priorities. Congratulating Mr. Birla on being elected, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said history is being made with the re-election of Mr. Birla for the second time. Leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi also congratulated Mr. Birla, saying that this house represents the people's voice. Veteran BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani was hospitalized late night at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS in Delhi, following some age-related complications. AIIMS official said Mr. Advani is stable and under observation. The 96-year-old leader has been kept under the supervision of doctors of the geriatric department of AIIMS. A Delhi court yesterday sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to 3-day CBI custody hours after he was arrested by the agency in connection with a money laundering case. Earlier, CBI, before producing Kejriwal in the Rouse Avenue court, arrested him formally. In a related development, Mr. Kejriwal withdrew his plea filed before the Supreme Court, challenging the interim stay ordered by the Delhi High Court on his release on bail in the money laundering probe related to the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. A team of CBI yesterday reached Orsi School in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand, to investigate the NEET paper leak case. The CBI salutes interrogated the principal of the school about various aspects related to the paper leak. After interrogating, CBI took the principal with them for further questioning. The principal was city coordinator of schools of Hazaribagh for NEET examination. The CBI team also quizzed officials of SBI Hazaribagh where question papers were stored. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in a forest area in Doda district yesterday. Our correspondent reports that gunfight started in Bajad village in Gandor area of the mountainous district Doda at around 9:50 last morning amid intensified cordon and search operation by the joint security forces when they came under heavy fire from the terrorists hiding in a Kucha mud house in Adok. One terrorist was killed in a retaliatory fire after he came out and opened fire on the search parties. 2 more militants were also neutralized later. Spectrum auction held to meet new spectrum requirement of telecom service providers and for renewal of expiring licenses for continuity and growth of mobile services has concluded successfully. Ministry of Communications said all the available spectrum were put to auction. This year, auction has seen activity in 900 MHz, 1800 MHz, 2100 MHz and 2500 MHz bands. Ministry of Communication Jyotiraditya Scindia in a statement said spectrum auction 2024 was part of continuous allocation process that is transparent, robust and progressive. Ministry of Corporate Affairs has refuted recent reports claiming that Baidu's has been cleared of financial fraud in an ongoing investigation by it. The ministry categorically clarified that such reports are factually incorrect and misleading. It said the proceedings initiated by it under the Companies Act are still going on and no final conclusion should be drawn in this matter at this stage. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, the first semi-final between Afghanistan and South Africa is underway at Trinidad's Brian Lara Stadium. Afghanistan have opted to bat. The second semi-final will be played between India and the defending champions England at Guyana this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.